Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Ken Malczewski. I'm an attorney here in San Francisco, and I've filed a number of complaints against San Francisco police officers over the years and appeared before this commission on numerous occasions. And I can say from personal experience, until recently, the OCC probably mishandled just about every complaint I ever filed. Some complaints weren't decided for years. It would take 2 or 3 years to get a decision. Then they would just kind of disappear. In the Dolores Huerta case, finally, a sustained complaint was sent to the chief, and the chief decided not to file administrative charges against the police officer who nearly beat Dolores Huerta to death. And that police commission refused to order then-Chief Frank Jordan to file charges against the police officer who beat Dolores Huerta to death. And the officers involved in that case were actually promoted, just like in the Sheila DeToy case. And I'd also like to thank OCC Director Allen for actually filing these charges in this case on a timely basis. But it seems to me that the issue here is not really the POA, and I'm not a big fan of the POA. But I think that's really a bogus issue, and I don't think we should get caught up in this whole POA issue. Because police officers do have a right to representation, so that's not the issue. The issue is, why do these cases take so long to investigate and to be filed? These are administrative complaints. These aren't homicide charges. These aren't criminal charges. And I know at least some people here know that in a felony criminal case, defendants have a right to a jury trial in 60 days. Even in the murder cases, even in special circumstances, the defendant can have a trial in 60 days if they've been indicted. Why does it take a year to file an administrative complaint? And I don't mean to criticize Mr. Allen. It's probably not his fault. But why in the Sheila DeToy case does it take years and years and years to even have an administrative hearing? It seems to me there are very deep still, despite the best efforts of everybody here, there are deep-seated problems in the whole system. And they're not with the POA, because the POA is on the outside. They are in the inside, within the SFPD. Why aren't these documents? Why isn't there more cooperation? And are there problems in the OCC still? And I don't mean to single out Mr. Allen, but there have been historic problems in the OCC. It has been, for the most part, a dysfunctional agency with ineffective directors for most of the time. And some people may not want to hear that, but that's true. And I think it's incumbent upon this commission to deal with these issues in a public fashion. Why are these investigations taking so long to even get here, and no less to even have a hearing? Why does it take a year in a non-homicide case to file a complaint? And you can look the other way, Ms. Orr-Smith, but why? When is this commission, when is the department, and when is the OCC going to say publicly, when is somebody going to really grab the bull by the horns and say, what is going on within the department? What is the pattern and practice that delays these hearings? Why do we still have so many young people of color being killed and then nothing being effectively done to re-educate and discipline these officers? But I think at some point in time, this commission has to publicly deal with the continuing structural problems in this whole system. Thank you.
Thank you.